Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The Dave Glover Show is sponsored by the Michaels Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloor.com.
It is 4:05 p.m. You're listening to KMOX. This is the Dave Glover Show. Dave Glover is on vacation, though. He will be back on January 2nd, taking a much-deserved break this holiday season. So is Andrew, our fearless producer. He will be back in January as well. Kevin Wheeler is traveling right now for the holidays, but you'll hear from him next week. I am your host today, Rachel Zimmerman. This is my last day of 2025, so very pleased to be hosting the show. It's been a great show so far, and now we are joined by my friend George Mahey, the dining editor of St. Louis Magazine. George, it's good to see you.
Thank you. Everybody's leaving but me. I'll be around the whole time.
You're working the whole break?
Yeah. Well, actually, the office, which this is great. They've given us the week off.
That's really nice.
Which happened last year, and everybody's just supposed to unplug and, you know, just get your work done. But you've basically got the week off, which is tough if you've got a magazine and these newsletters, because the trains are going to run and need to run. So it's well intended, but it makes it tough because it's like a cram job. Like I've been working all day, and I'll work for a while to try to get all my stuff done, because the office, you know, all the folks that put all our stuff together are going to be off for a week. But yeah, it's, you know, listen to me complaining that we're off for a week, right? You look very good in that chair, by the way. You look extremely comfortable in Dave's chair.
Thank you, George.
Don't tell Dave.
You know, people are starting these rumors that I'm planning a takeover of the show, to which I say, be quiet. I don't want him to know. No, just kidding. I have accidentally called this the Rachel Zimmerman Show on several occasions today, and it's been really embarrassing every time.
See,
so
it's starting.
Well, it's just like you get used to saying it, and then it's like, oh, wrong show. This is the show you do every day. George, of course, you work for St. Louis Magazine. You are the dining editor. From my perspective, anyway, it seems like it has been an incredible year for St. Louis Magazine.
The magazine has had an incredible year. Yes, it has. We're, you know, the dining section just keeps plugging away. You know, a lot of people don't know that St. Louis Magazine's been around since the 60s.
And I did not know that.
And since the 60s, the restaurant focus has been there. I mean, the whole back half of the magazine in the old days was restaurant listings. Every restaurant in every municipality had a listing. Here it is. Here's a little description. Here's the phone number. Here's the, you know, and that, you know, over time, you know, obviously you can't continue to do that. So we started, you know, again, I'm moving ahead 40, 50 years, everything kind of started appearing online, and we took those listings out, but they still exist online. But still, it's a huge focus of the magazine, and still a main reason that people subscribe and people, you know, tune in. So we want to make sure we, you know, uphold the tradition. And yeah, it's, I've got a strong team, and the magazine's gotten bigger and stronger. And the crazy thing that's happened is this year, the subscriptions, you know, it's like, oh, you know, print's dead. So sorry. Things are, you know, the magazine's getting smaller. Subscriptions actually increased in 2025.
That's
which
awesome.
Is insane. And you're just like, how can that possibly be? Well, I think there's an interest, renewed interest in St. Louis Magazine. And maybe, you know, maybe people still want to hold something and look at it and look at this beautiful spread of photos that you don't appreciate from an online article. So I don't know if it's going to happen in 2026, but I thought, well, let's brag about it while it's here, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah, and we started all these crazy newsletters. Started with the dining newsletter several years ago, and one thing led to another. Anyway, long story short, we've got over 20 mm-hmm. newsletters now, and all subjects, everything you want to even consider and think about. And now we're doing neighborhood newsletters. We started one in Clayton, extremely well received. Started one in Chesterfield, everybody's loving that. Started one in St. Charles. And, you know, it's this niche marketing, basically, is where I think the future of a lot of things like St. Louis Magazine are. You know, you can't just throw this big net and hope that, you know, you grab people. You have to grab little bits and pieces mm-hmm. where you know they are. So that's basically the battle plan, and it's been working out great.
Yeah, I mean, the newsletters, I subscribe to at least five of those newsletters, and it's free. I mean, I do encourage people. It's a great resource. If you live in the St. Louis area and you're interested, you're not going to regret signing up for this. STLMag.com/newsletters to check out all the different newsletters.
Of, you know, families, and there's a lot of lists, and no matter what your events, no matter what your interests are, there's something mm-hmm. there. So, yeah, we found a good spot. So.
Absolutely.
Enough said.
So this will be our last time, the two of us anyway, talking in 2025. Why don't we talk about some of your favorites or some of the best new restaurants that came onto the scene this year?
It was an interesting year, like you said. And we do this, we kind of recap everything at the end of the year. We kind of sit back and take stock and go, okay, let's make the list and see what's there. Wasn't as long a list as it was in 2024. There weren't as many, let's just say, notable places. You know, I don't want to count every Jimmy John's that opened, you know, but every substantial, we try to count the substantial restaurants. And the list wasn't quite as long this year for whatever reason. Still a ton of openings, but not a lot of, you know, finer dining or what I'd call more substantial places. It's, you know, the world is heading in a casual direction mm-hmm. and there's nothing wrong with those restaurants. And we listed a bunch of them. So, but we did, Cheryl and I do a podcast called Arch Eats, and in it, in the last episode, we counted down our top five favorite places. And it's like, okay, should we go to do battle here? Do you want to do your five and I'll do my five? We pretty much agreed within one or two what they were. So that was, you know, we surprised ourselves. One that, is somewhat concerning. One is called Lucy Quinn / Little Lucy, two restaurants under one roof in the Grove. One was kind of a diner style, this Little Lucy, and one was more of a table service, you know, Southern influenced, a little more, you know, I would call it finer dining, but it was still casual, but it wasn't super. Casual. Anyway, that was one of our top five restaurants of the year. And unfortunately, that restaurant is closing on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. The owner just made the announcement on Sunday night, actually. And it was a surprise to us because we had held one of our secret suppers there a couple months ago,
which was
a super success and introduced a whole bunch of people to this restaurant that they hadn't been introduced to. So we thought that was a good thing for everybody.
And they had just pivoted to a barbecue concept.
That's what was interesting. The diner concept took off. It was going crazy. Brunch, you know, late night. That's the one that clicked. And I thought that was the one they might have trouble with. Mm. But no, it was the other side, the larger, more, like I said, table service and more your traditional restaurant. But that was the one that didn't, for whatever reason, gain any traction. So the owner very wisely, I forget when this was, 6 weeks ago maybe, pivoted to, he said, I'm going to, you know, close this Lucy Quinn component and call it Lucy Q, as in barbecue, because his past was in a barbecue restaurant called Big Baby Q. This guy knows his barbecue chops. Ben Welch is his name. He knows his stuff. And I thought, he goes, I didn't want to do this, but I felt I had to do it. You know, I'm basically playing to my strengths, playing to what I think the neighborhood wants, and let's do some barbecue here. And I thought, you know, that was pretty damn smart. That was a really smart pivot. And I said, this guy will survive. And, you know, what do I know? You know, 6 weeks later, he said, I just can't. It's I don't know if the hole was too deep. I really don't know the exact reasons for the closure, but I know that it didn't, like I say, gain traction the way he wanted it to. So that's going to close on New Year's Eve. And I didn't mean to start with a downer, but it was on the list. So, another one that we really liked was No Ordinary Rabbit, and we've talked about a lot of these on the air. This is the.
I've been meaning to get out to No Ordinary Rabbit for a long time now. It looks so cool.
It's in the former Nixta space in Botanical Heights. It's in an old service station garage type thing with what it was, and. It's a Mediterranean-leaning spot that's owned by a guy named Steve Gontram, who's a fine dining chef who I used to work with at Harvest, my former partner in Harvest. And he also owns Five Star Burgers. So Steve has been around the horn. He knows fine dining and he knows burgers. And now he said, you know, I really like this Mediterranean-style food. I'm, you know, a little older. I'm eating a little lighter. I like smaller plates. And he, in conjunction with his bartender at Five Star Burgers, He said, this, you know, my buddy Dave Zitko is going to do a restaurant whether I do it with him or not. And he goes, he's going to leave me unless I join him. And so if you can't beat him, join him kind of thing. And so these two guys opened up this restaurant in Botanical Heights, and it's been a gangbusters success ever since they opened the doors. It's not too big. It's very charming. It's affordable. I just love every part about it. And there's little shades of some of the Harvest food there. And
That must be cool for you.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things he did there were onion rings. And everybody, it was one of those places where you had to get the onion rings, right? It was this big tower of onion rings, you know, with breading you could see through. It's that kind of an onion ring, not a heavy beer batter thing. So here he's doing it the same type of breading, but he's putting a za'atar on there, a Mediterranean spice.
Yum.
So there's this Mediterranean feel to it, and just a lot of little fun touches. And his partner Dave is just this wild master bartender, and you know, between the two of them, they've actually got a great chef there as well. That's kind of running the everyday show. But wow, what a restaurant! It's not that hard to get into, but it's not a place you can, you know, they say, oh, we've got walk-in tables. I wouldn't count on that.
Okay.
Maybe on a Tuesday night you can, but if it's a Friday or Saturday night, I'd make a reservation.
What else you got on your list?
We're talking with
George Mayhew, the dining editor of St. Louis Magazine, by the way, if you're just tuning in. Sorry, wanted to get that in there.
Yeah, thank you. The number one restaurant that Cheryl and I chose a long time ago was a place in Maplewood called Robin. And Robin is owned by, again, an extremely talented chef named Alex Shingle. It's his first restaurant. And his shtick, his deal is he's not a small plates guy. He doesn't want to share. He doesn't like to share. He goes, I like to have my plates in front of me. And
okay.
You know people like that.
Oh,
some
absolutely.
People like, let's share everything and we'll eat off the same fork and everything will be fine. And then but guys like him, he said, no, I like a coursed experience. So his deal is four courses for $75. And that's what it is, and that's what you get. And if that's not what you want, then you can go somewhere else. But it's not an a la carte restaurant. There are choices within the four. The four courses have, you know, some variance there. So it's not, you know, you must eat this and you must eat that. So there is some variance, but it has gone over extremely well. You know, right-sized portions, four for 75 that's a decent, fair price considering what you get and how it's presented. And it's just these guys are hitting on all cylinders. And then so we put this issue to bed. This is the November December issue that has the best new restaurants in it. And no sooner did this thing go to press that Esquire comes out with a list of their I forget what it was, 50 essential restaurants for 2025. This is Esquire,
mm-hmm.
and Robin was on the list, and that was the end of that. And you think it was hard? It was only 30 seats, right? You think
good
it was
luck
hard
getting
to,
in?
Yeah, I think it was hard to get in before, but anyway, it kind of confirmed our commitment to Robin, and what a great. It's a great restaurant, and everybody that's gone there has come back and said that was a good call.
Well, we have such a great dining scene here in St. Louis, and you know, we have people like you and Cheryl Bear covering it and, you know, giving people the latest information, which we very much appreciate. We're going to take a break. George, can you hang out for
sure,
one more segment?
Sure, sure.
All right. We're talking with George Mahey, the dining editor of St. Louis Magazine. You're listening to the Dave Glover Show. Quick break. We will be right back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And we're back on the Dave Glover Show. I'm Rachel Zimmerman hosting today, talking with George Mahey, the dining editor of St. Louis Magazine. We just talked about some of the best new restaurants of 2025. But George, let's look forward to the most anticipated restaurants that are coming in 2026. Tell me about those.
Yeah, that is an article that I write twice a year, most anticipated. So I write it every December and then in June, kind mm-hmm. of a let's do a little mid-year recap. And it's the most read article of the entire year both times. So I should probably do it. You know, I can figure out a way to do
the
it
most
more.
Anticipated restaurant of next week.
This week, yeah. So it's just because it makes sense. People want to know what's coming. They want to get excited. We want to get excited. We want to get people excited. So I haven't even put this one out yet because it's for 2026. But there are a bunch of interesting places coming down the pike. There's one that's I don't even want to jinx it because I'm looking so forward to it. You and I were talking about Mexican restaurants in the break. There's a place out in Creve Coeur called the Mexican Barrel House. Have you caught wind of this place?
I have not.
It's in the old Houlihan's at Olive and Mason. It's a little bit off the street there, right?
Okay.
Not right on the street. And it's a big building. It's an old Houlihan's. And this place has been under construction for 3 years.
Whoa.
It holds the record for the restaurant with the longest drawn out construction. I don't know. There's a story there, I know, but I can't imagine what can possibly take 3 years until I went out, stuck my nose in there, stuck more than my nose. I walked inside the door and started poking around, and hopefully I wasn't going to get, you know, hit over the head with something. But and the place is so ornate, and every inch of everything has been, you know, there's artifacts and there's paintings and a lot of that stuff can get to be a little extreme and a little overwrought. There's a couple places in town I can think of that's like, okay, stop already. It's sensory overload, but there's some pretty cool touches in here. It's definitely done with somebody who has some style, but they claimed after months and years, and we're going to open next week. We're going to open next month. Finally, I stopped because I said, you guys just tell me when you open, mm-hmm. you know? And so finally, I hear back from the woman that says, we're going to open this month. We're going to do it. And the date was the 22nd of December. And so a couple days before, I sent her a note. I said, is it really December 22nd? And I didn't hear back from her. So I don't know if the place opened or not. It's on my list of places to check out. You know, places tend to do that and maybe not tell journalists who will blab it to everybody.
Right.
Sometimes you want to
keep it low key.
And I get it. I was in that business. You want that as long as you can get it. But in these days, you don't get it for very long. You're one, you know, Instagram post away from a full house. That's just the way it is. So I hope it opens soon. I can't wait for it to open. The folks who own it have a lot of Mexican restaurant experience in their best. So it's not a bunch of guys that said, oh, let's just open a restaurant. Mm-hmm. This will be a good restaurant. And it's spectacular. And it's, if you do nothing but walk in and just gawk at everything on the walls, it's going to be worth the trip. So again, maybe they're open, maybe they're not, but that's the Mexican Barrel House in Creve Coeur. It's a big giant question mark on my list of most anticipated. There's another one coming. Well, it's down here, and I'm excited about it, but I don't know that much about it. That food hall on Washington Avenue that was talked up a while back. It used to be back in the day, it was a restaurant called Copia, and then it was a place called Rain, which had some serious negative publicity mm-hmm. because of all the shenanigans that went on in there. But it's this sprawling, huge place in the back. There's a patio off the back with a removable, retractable roof. One of few in St. Louis. It's this spectacular space.
George, I'm sorry. We are out of time.
Oh.
I feel bad cutting you off. But if people want to find out more about the most anticipated restaurants of 2026, stlmag.com.
It's coming soon. The most anticipated.
All right. George, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Great
thank
to
you
see
so you so much.
We'll be right back. Dave Glover Show on KMOX. Thanks for listening to the Dave Glover Show on KMOX. I'm Rachel Zimmerman, filling in for Dave today. He is out the rest of 2025. He will be back on January the 2nd. Andrew's back in 2026 as well. Kevin Wheeler is traveling right now for Christmas, but he will be back at some point next week, so you'll hear from him. I will be gone after today. Today is my last day of 2025, and I'm so thankful to be hosting this show. We've had a fun show today so far, and now I get to talk to my friend Matt Pauly from the KMOX Sports Department. Matt, how are you?
I am good. It's fun. I've enjoyed listening. I was out and about a little bit today, so I was able to listen to your various conversations. You're doing a great. The conversation you had with the I forget her name, but the woman from SLU who does
Kelly Jackson
stuff. Yeah, that was awesome. So nice job on a bunch of the guests that you got today.
Well, thank you.
And here
you,
I
Matt.
Am to just bring the whole thing down.
No, not at all. No, I appreciate that so much. I wanted to ask you. I'm going to ask you some sports questions as best I can. I'm not on the sports team here, but I tried to think of a couple of things to engage you on today, Matt. My first question is, what grade would you give 2025 as a sports year for St. Louis? It's probably not an A+, I'm guessing, but like if you had to give it a letter grade, where would you put it?
If not for the Blues run into the playoffs last year, it'd be an F.
Oh, an F.
So I'll go C minus. I'll say the Blues lifted up to a C minus. If we include like what's happening right now with St. Louis University Billikens basketball, maybe that's a little bit of a bump, but we'll probably look at what's going on right now more as like 2026 Billikens. So I mean, when you think about the Cardinals and how poorly they played, when you think about City and the season that they just had, it has not been a very good year. Even Mizzou football took a little bit of a step back this past year. Illini football had a nice season. But yeah, I think C- is where I would go.
All right. Matt, I did want to ask you about the Chiefs leaving Kansas City. You know, this isn't really a St. Louis story, but your mind goes to St. Louis. How are St. Louisans responding from what you've observed, just based on what we've been through the past with the Rams? And then a lot of folks said, okay, I guess the Chiefs are my team now. And now this happens. They're leaving Missouri. Kind of walk us through that.
Yeah, it's weird for people. I don't think it's that weird for people in Kansas City, because and I went to college in Kansas. I went to Kansas State. I have spent a ton of time in Kansas City. And for the I think like here in St. Louis, we have some people have this reservation about going over the bridge and going in and doing stuff in Illinois. That doesn't really exist, I don't think, in Kansas City. People, the two sides of Kansas City are a lot more united. So I some people, I'm sure some Missouri folks and some people who maybe like live out in Blue Springs who are 10 minutes away from the stadium and now are going to have to drive 30 minutes or 35 minutes, it might impact them. But for the most part, I don't think the Kansas City community is going to be that impacted by the team moving. But as you mentioned, there's so many people in St. Louis who have adopted the Chiefs, and there's a lot of St. Louis people who have taken offense to that, that are just really, really bothered by the fact that St. Louis people have adopted the Chiefs. Well, them moving out of the state of Missouri, I do think it has a psychological impact. It's not the same as the Rams moving out of St. Louis, because the Rams left a city. The Chiefs aren't moving a city. They're just moving across a city where there happens to be a state line involved. But yeah, it's for people in St. Louis who have adopted the Chiefs, all of a sudden they have left the state. It's going to have a negative impact on the state of Missouri when you think about the tax dollars and the tourism dollars and all of that that goes along with having an NFL team. Missouri still has to fight to keep the Royals. There'd been some speculation this week that maybe the Chiefs and Royals could be making almost a joint announcement that the Royals are going to head to Kansas as well. I think Missouri's going to work really, really hard at this point to get a downtown stadium on the Missouri side for the Royals to at least keep them. But I'm going to be... This is a really long answer. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
This is going to be a... I'm going to be very curious because I don't feel like the Chiefs fans in St. Louis are vocal. Like, nobody ever calls up Sports Open Line and proclaims to the high heavens that they're a Chiefs fan. But if you walk into Target on a Sunday afternoon, mm-hmm. you see half the people wearing Chiefs gear. So, I mean, there's a ton of Chiefs fans in St. Louis. I don't think they're overly vocal. And they're not going to move into Kansas until, I think, 2031. So it's going to be quite some time. And a lot of people are going to forget about what's going on in that time. But I'm going to be curious. This, I'm not even answering your question, but I'm going to be curious if the people in St. Louis take offense enough to the Chiefs leaving the state that maybe they look for another team again. I'm very intrigued by all this, and I don't know what it's going to look like.
Yeah, you know, I can only go off of what I've seen people saying online, and I realize that's anecdotal, but I have kind of seen over and over again, people are like, really? Again? Like, why does this kind of stuff keep happening? Again, it's not happening directly to St. Louis, but it's happening to Missouri. And it's nothing to take personal, but it kind of feels personal at the same time, if that makes sense.
You almost had to, like, people rationalized out being a Chiefs fan, right? Like, uh-huh. when the Rams left, it's like, well, they're the team in the state, so I'll root for them. Even though they're in the city that's 3.5 hours away and that there's always felt like there's been a little bit of a rivalry with, we'll put that off to the side and we'll support the in-state team. Well, if that was your reason for becoming a Chiefs fan after the Rams left, that reason is gone now. And I'm curious. Like, in 2031, when I walk into Target on a Sunday afternoon, are there going to be just as many people wearing Chiefs stuff or not? I don't know the answer to that question.
Matt, is there any new Cardinals information we should be sharing right now? I haven't had my eye on anything, just doing show stuff all day.
Yeah, not so much today. Last night, Chaim Bloom did address the media after the Wilson-Contreras trade. I thought he had said some interesting things. We'll talk about it a bit today on Redbird Rush Hour with that. That they're still potentially in the market for a veteran starting pitcher, and like the math doesn't totally add up on that one, so I don't know what that would look like. They are looking to still add to the roster for 2026 beyond starting pitching. They'd like to get a right-handed bat, especially now they lost Wilson Contreras. They'd like to get a veteran piece in the bullpen. So that was kind of the main talking points last night when Chaim addressed the media.
And Matt, is there any story from this year, sports or otherwise, it really doesn't matter, but is there something that you feel, they didn't get enough coverage, or I wasn't done talking about that? Anything you want to revisit right now?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's that it didn't get talked about enough, because it did, but I just, when I think about this year and I think about sports, I think about how sports is being impacted so much by the business of sports. And what I mean by that is college athletics is changing on an every single day basis because things are being challenged in courts, and we've got name, image, likeness, and kids are getting paid a lot of money. And it's just, it's the wild, wild west right now in college athletics. And it seems like new rules are being written every single day. And that's changing the dynamics of college athletics. It's changing who's going to compete at a high level, who's not going to compete at a high level. Even something that, you know, going on right now that's back in the news because of what's potentially happening with the parent company of FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, where we've seen so much TV broadcast go to streaming. The RSN model with the regional sports networks are completely up in the air right now, and you don't know what's going to happen. So I think my big thing from this year, and it's weird to kind of connect those two things, but I think they are connected. My big thing from this year is things off the field are impacting the way people view sports, the way teams are competitive. Every aspect of sports is being impacted right now in a profound way by non-on-field factors.
That's really interesting, and I think you're right, and I think we have more of that to come in the future. Matt, before I let you go, just wanted to ask you, are you and your wife and daughters getting excited for Christmas? Anything fun going on?
Yeah, this is it's so much fun right now in the Pauly household. You know, my 6-year-old just loves Christmas, and every day it seems like she's getting more excited and everything. And right now upstairs, she and my wife are cooking Christmas cookies together, looking cute with the aprons on and everything. And then, you know, for the youngest, she had a Christmas last year, but she's, what, 16 months old now? So, I mean, this is the first few Christmases, it's really different every single time. So watching her, you know, see the presents put under the tree and just experience the tree and everything that goes along with that, it's great. I love it. It's so much fun right now at our house.
That's awesome. Well, Matt, thank you so much for a great year. Thanks for all you do for the DGS, and wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me today.
Same to you. Happy New Year. We'll see you after the New Year.
All right. Sounds good. Guys, we have one more segment left. You're listening to the Dave Glover Show on KMOX. Talk to you in a little bit. Brother, he said you called on his birthday. You were off by like 10 minutes, but you get a few points for Only 1 minute left in the show. Just wanted to say thank you again real quick to all of my guests today who came out and had some great conversations. Thank you to Daniel and John for producing today. You guys are awesome and really helped me out a lot. Wanted to remind the audience of the new website, KMOX100.com. It is live now. Check it out. Tons of old photos. Check out our KMOX Pioneers. Check out that 100-year anniversary broadcast at your leisure whenever it's convenient for you to listen. It'll also be airing tomorrow because tomorrow is the 100-year anniversary of KMOX. And I think we have some special programming tonight for you guys. From 8 to 10 p.m., we will be playing an old KMOX holiday radio show. So make sure you check that out if you are near a radio. That's it for me, guys. It has been my honor to host the Dave Glover Show today. I will talk to you guys in 2026. Have a Merry Christmas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.